Blog Talk Radio.
Within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor prophet, Arthur Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. At this time, I'd like to also say a prayer for my pastor's healing. He had surgery 2 days ago, and this is my prayer. Father, heal my pastor's heart of any grief caused by ministry. Enable him to forgive those who hurt or speak against him. Bestow on my pastor a crown of beauty instead of ashes, and anoint him with the oil of gladness instead of mourning. Clothe him with a garment of praise. May he be an oak of righteousness, a planting of the Lord to display your splendor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Ephesians 4:32 and Isaiah 61:3. To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, our families, our works, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. And may you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
God had a plan.
You don't Thank you, Jesus.
So great a love.
Come on.
Oh, so true.
Amen. Praise be to God. Dear God, we want to thank you for your mercy, for your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit and fill our hearts with kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to treat all as equals. Whether faced with fortune or adversity, please allow all that we do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Of wisdom, you said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I trust in your glorious love. Your glorious love. Like thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb Your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I trust.
Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday to Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection, Jesus Saves, by the Wiki Tones.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
Stand tall.
Oh,
Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus saves. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Give to Receive. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from John chapter 3, verse 27 in the New Living Translation. And it says, no one can receive anything unless God gives it from heaven. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Many people miss out on the blessings of God's abundance because they do not attribute their blessings to him and withhold areas of their lives from him. They refuse to give him anything that would constitute a true sacrifice. Their financial resources, possessions, time, or talent. Some do this out of ignorance, others out of rebellion, others out of a lack of trust that the Lord will meet their needs. However, if you truly want to be blessed, you must be generous toward God. As in all other areas, the decree to which you open yourself to the Lord in giving is the decree to which you open yourself to him for receiving. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, where it says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Why does God ask us to be sacrificial and generous to his work? I believe that it is because our resources are a reflection of ourselves. Our giving reveals the decree to the degree to which we trust God to supply what we need. But always remember that the more you give yourself to him, the more you will be able to embrace all he has for you. Amen. Praise God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is always to me. Let us pray. Jesus, we want to obey you. Help us to be generous toward you with our time, talents, and treasures. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. So right now, let's just Lift Him Up by Brian Cage. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yep,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
in him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what the problem may be,
he's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
in
and
him I live, move, and have my
say
king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come on, lift him up with you. you're in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory.
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may
be. Clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
If you believe that, sing this with us. Let the people come on, lift him.
Joshua 24:19 in the NIV says, Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God, Elohim Kadishim. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. Let us pray. Elohim Kishadam, Kidoshim. There is none like you, none holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. No one is even close to you. I praise you as the Lord, my God. And I concentrate myself before you to be holy as you are holy. If I lift up your name, for you are the one who is high and lifted up and who lives within eternity and is called Elohim Kedoshim. You dwell in a high and holy place, yet you also dwell with those who are contrite and of a humble heart. In your holiness, you revive the lowly and comfort the hurting. In Jesus' name, Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, you are holy.
Victorious, conqueror, triumphant in mighty.
Amen. Elohim Kedoshim, I know that you want me to be holy as you are holy. And I seek that with all my heart. But I also know I have fallen short in the past. I fall short of it in the present, and I will fall short of it in the future. In my finiteness, I sin far too often. My sins of commission and sins of omission offend your beauty and purity. Forgive me for the worried, doubt, fears, anxiety, anger, and even lack of love in my heart at times. Cleanse me in your holiness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Together we fill up the basket with our tithes and offerings to give because we love and we want to be a part in the building of God's kingdom on earth. You can send your love gift offerings to House of Vanessa Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. For God loves a cheerful giver. In Hebrew, it is said, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Sheheko Nihiya Bivaro Sheheko Bara Likvodo Shetamit Sukeh Bivetro Shekoko Melech HaOlam Beshemu Vadam Meshua Meshikenu. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings about everything by his word, who creates all for his glory, who always remembers his covenant, whose power fills the universe, in the name and blood of
Kingdom
Jesus our Messiah.
Builder.
Amen.
I wanna be more.
Praise God. Elohim Kadeshin. Thank you for being completely pure and true. I thank you, the Holy One, that you made a way through your Son, Jesus Christ, to allow me into your presence. Even though you are holy, you desire my heart and want to share an intimate relationship with me. Your holiness is the beauty I see in this world, and I thank you for blessing me and blessing the earth by reflecting your holiness in your creation. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will have a word for you from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Hold me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to be. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Hold me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice, in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
Elohim Kadishin. Kadishin. I ask you for your patience. I ask you to continue to show me your favor and patience as I strive each day to be more of a reflection of you than I have been in the past. I know the lack of pure holiness in my spirit saddens you, and yet you still love me. Make my heart holy like yours. Speak to me before I make wrong choices or as I'm thinking wrong thoughts. You know how to speak to me in a way that I can hear. So please intervene in my life and empower me to live in holiness day in and day out. In Jesus' holy name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And Elohim Kadishin means the holy God. Amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a couple of selections, and after the selections, then I will come back with a word from the Lord. Because I know that my God is able.
And is able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is, yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free, yeah. My God is able. That my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now. To heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them, heaven. I came to
let you know that my God is able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah. I came to let you know. He is able, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. Oh, I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor telling me, say,
able.
Come on, say, it's
able.
It's able. Say,
able.
Say, able. Say,
able.
Say, able. Say,
able.
Say, able.
Able.
Oh, able.
Able.
Able. No matter what you're bound with,
drugs, sex, whatever it might be. God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
From the Lord. gentlemen, my sister, see.
God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 5. And then we go to verse 18, and then we go to chapter 29, 23. Proverbs 16 and 5 says, "The Lord detests the proud. They will surely be punished." So pride is the inner voice that whispers, "My way is best." It is resisting God's leadership and believing that we are able to live without his help. Whenever you find yourself wanting to do it your way or looking down on other people, you are being controlled by pride. Only when you eliminate pride can God help you become all he meant you to be. Amen? Now let's go to verse 18. 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall." Proud people take little account of their weaknesses and do not anticipate stumbling blocks. They think they are above the frailties of common people. In this state of mind, they are easily tripped up. Ironically, proud people seldom realize that pride is their problem. Although everyone around them is well aware of it, ask someone you trust whether self-satisfaction has blinded you to warning signs. He or she may help you avoid a fall. Amen. Praise be to God. Now let's go to Proverbs 29 and verse 23. And it says, verse 23 says, "Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor." Amen. Praise be to God. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Loving Father, we approach your throne assured of your love and conscience of the rich gifts that you have bestowed on us through faith in Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. We thank you for your generosity and thoughtfulness on our behalf. We come now to express our gratitude and our worship in the form of tithes and offerings. Accept these gifts as tokens of our love and as indication of partnership with you in ministering to the world. Help us, Father, to give ourselves totally to you in self-service to others and in service to others. We pray in Christ's name. Amen, amen, and amen. Pope Gregory the Great in AD 590 to 604 divided all sins under seven headings. He believed that every sin a person commits can be classified under these seven categories. These seven words have come to be called the seven deadly sins. Sometimes they are referred to as the seven cardinal sins. They are pride, anger, envy, impurity, gluttony, slothfulness, and avarice, arrogance. Although these sins are never found listed together in any single passage, they are continually condemned in Scripture. Amen. Today and for the next 6 Sundays, we will look at each sin separately. We begin with the sin of pride. Pope Gregory put this sin at the end of the list because he believed that all other sins grow out of this one. Our scripture reading for today each make a point about pride. I have chosen 3 verses from the book of Proverbs, and each verse will make a point for the sermon. My text for this message is coming from Proverbs 16:18 in the NIV. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The First Deadly Sin, Pride. So let's talk a little bit about pride. Pride is often the source of our troubles. Amen? Proverbs 16:18 says that pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Synonyms for pride are arrogance, haughtiness, insolence, contempt, snobbery, presumptuousness, rudeness, sassiness, audacity, disdain, and impudence. Actually, the list could be longer. But such an endless listening would serve no purpose before that which has already been made. And that is pride soon leads one to a multitude of sinful attitudes and actions. Amen? Praise. Hallelujah. Lead us to attitudes and actions. Pride is unchecked, alienates us from our fellow humans. It may be a feeling of superiority based on racism, nationalism, intellectualism, social station, spirituality, or materialism. Regardless of its basis, smugness that causes one to swagger before humankind and strut in the presence of the Almighty is a harmful detriment to anyone's future. No one lives out his life without making mistakes. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But we now have to know how to ask for forgiveness for our mistakes. Most of us make some serious errors that requires our family or our friends' support. When that happens, the boastful braggart is often lifted to stew in his own brew. Pride is hated by God. In Proverbs 16:5 in the NIV, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Amen? The pride that God hates is not a healthy self-respect. Some Christians have the impression that it is a sin to believe in yourself, your talents, or your capabilities. But these people try to develop an attitude of false humility that denigrates or belittles their musical talent, wealth, intellect, or spiritual maturity. Amen? Such efforts are many times a kind of reverse pride. The more they play down their God-given abilities, the more others will heap praise on them. Now, these people are playing at humility in order to get others to build them up. Why? If God has given you that talent, why do you need others to build you up? He knows what you can do. Think about it. Now, the pride that God hates is an arrogant haughtiness. This is one who thinks, come on now. This is one who thinks more highly of himself than he ought to, believing that God has given one the wisdom to always be right in judgment or leadership is arrogance. Other members of the church are also guided by God's Holy Spirit, and their collective wisdom might be truer to God's will than one self-appointed leader. The punishment of God is promised to the conceited, self-inflated soul. The latter part of Proverbs 16:5 says, be sure of this, they will not punish. The country expression I often heard as a boy was, the chickens come home to roost. Whatever seeds one sow in life, he or she reaps. Galatians 6:7. Sooner or later, there is a day of accounting. Pride leads to humiliation. In Proverbs 29:23, and the NIV tells us, pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor. All right? He gains honor. The lower he is, the more honor he gains. Unhealthy pride is a form of self-deficiency, defecation. Bertrand Russell wrote in Genesis 3 and 5, every man would like to be God. If it were possible, some few find it difficult to admit the impossibility. Adam and Eve's sin was one of a desire to be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. Humans' desire to control their own destiny leads them to believe falsely that they actually can control their emotions, attitudes, abilities, and intellect without God's help. Such faulty reasoning has led to secular humanism. Adam and Eve were brought low for their sin of pride. You see, God promises to do the same to all who do not accept their dependency on Him. Sadly, some churches have such a well-oiled institutional machine that they can keep the organization moving temporarily even without God's leadership. But the reverse is also true. That is, a truly humble person is elevated to leadership. If you are talented, you seldom, if ever, have to tell people admirable qualities usually find their way to surface. This last verse tells us that the humble man gains honor. Jesus put it another way. He said in Matthew 5 and 5 in the NIV, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Amen. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. In Proverbs 16 and 5, though sinners strengthen themselves and one another, they shall not escape God's judgment. And verse 18 tells us when men defy God's judgment and think themselves far from them, it is a sign that they are at the door. Let us not fear the pride of others, but fear pride in ourselves. And in chapter 29 and verse 23 says, only those who are humble themselves shall be exalted and established. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, when we have seen that God abhors the common sin of pride and brings judgment on the one who lets pride become a lifestyle, but God has many rewards for the one who is genuinely humble, True humility is found in Jesus Christ. He is a perfect example of intelligence, power, fame, ability, and leadership. Yet, he never used these qualities selfishly or in conceit. Consequently, we are encouraged to become like Christ. And this is done by believing that he is God and that he alone can guide our lives. So let me ask you this question. Will you accept Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior now? And if you do, all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me. Deliver me and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do, once you accept Christ as your personal Savior, find yourself or ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church where you can finish your Christian work or walk in Christ. Amen. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. The first deadly sin, pride. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you, all of my listeners on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here to conduct our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please dial 319-527-6204 to hear the lesson at 7 p.m. Praise be to God. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourself, but be safe in everything that you're doing. And always, always walk with Jesus. Amen. Always keep him in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. Because without him, we are nothing. We love you and we thank you for joining us. Amen. And happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. At this time, I will play a selection, No Looking Back by Demeter.
Chapter I set free.
Praise God. And now we are going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in. God bless you. Have a good evening.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you. Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
In your life when you don't know what to do, it seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through. You try and you try so hard to be a good neighbor. They took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
I'll be praying.